Butterball Turkey Talk Line. This is Bill.
Hiya, Bill. This is Josh and Nancy from Life Songs Radio in New Orleans.
Hi, Josh and Nancy. How are you today?
Doing great. Excited to get ready for Thanksgiving, and I hear you're the man to talk to with all questions about turkey.
That is correct. We're glad you called, and we're excited to answer some questions for you, and Thanksgiving's right around the corner.
I know. It's going to be here before I know it, and I've got some concerns, quite frankly. I've got 5 or 6 people coming over for Thanksgiving, and I have no idea what size turkey to even get. How big a turkey should we get? Should we do multiple little turkeys? Do a giant big turkey?
Sure. Allow about 1.5 pounds per person of turkey.
I'm counting on you being a turkey historian as well as a turkey expert. How in the world did the turkey become synonymous with Thanksgiving?
Well, the story is several hundred years ago with the pilgrims and coming over, and the first Thanksgiving that they had here was that turkeys were abundant in the wild at that time, and that they had turkey as their meal. That's the story that I have always heard.
I mean, makes sense to us, too.
I'm glad. I can't even imagine Thanksgiving or really any of the holidays without a turkey on the table.
Yeah, it's the perfect centerpiece.
Exactly. You know, and it goes back to, the old Norman Rockwell, paintings pictures and
Saturday
everything with a turkey
Post.
In the middle of the table. And that's what we do. We do turkey.
Every Thanksgiving day, we sit down and we have our Thanksgiving meal probably around midday. But then we're not picking the turkey up. We kind of just let it sit out because, of course, throughout the day, people will go for seconds, for thirds, kind of thing. Yeah, make a sandwich here or there. There's usually a round two as well. How long? What's the longest amount of time that it's safe to leave the turkey sitting out?
Really, you want to get it into refrigeration. I always say as quickly as possible. I think the window is 2 hours. You want to get it carved. The biggest thing with leftovers, and we get a lot of calls on this, people say, well, I left it out for 5 hours. Is it still safe to eat? Well, I always advise when you're done doing the main service and everybody has, had their dinner, carve the rest of the turkey off of that bone. The thing with bacteria growing on a turkey is it needs to be cooled down. That turkey needs to be cooled down quickly. So The easiest way to do that is carve the turkey off the bone and put it in the refrigerator. So people are still welcome to go and pick at it, if they want to say, I want to make a turkey sandwich a couple hours later, 3 or 4 hours later. But it's always better to be safe than sorry.
Okay, so we have leftover turkey in the fridge. How long do we have till we have to use that?
Okay, if you have it in the fridge, you've got about 3 days, 3 to 4 days.
We're talking to Bill from Butterball on the Turkey Talk Line that Butterball offers. Bill, we're so thankful that you guys are there to talk people through any turkey emergency. Butterball.com, you can text there. You guys can call or text your hotline number, too. What's the hotline number?
800-288-8372 or 1-800-BUTTERBALL. That is the 1-800-BUTTERBALL number. We're excited this year to announce that we have a partnership with Alexa, Amazon's Alexa, enabled a skill for the Alexa app, and then they just need to ask Alexa, ask Butterball, and then ask their questions.
That's so cool.
You have certainly covered all of the bases.
Yeah, we live in the future. It's amazing. Hey, Bill, before we let you go, one non-turkey-related question for you.
Sure.
What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
I'm thankful for having a roof over our heads. I'm thankful for everything that I have. There tends to be a lot of news out now, and some of it's good, some of it's bad, but we just have to be thankful that we're all here and that the holidays are coming. It's a time to be thankful and to be with family and friends.
Well, thank you, Bill. We're thankful for you, and I hope you have a great holiday season.
Well, thanks for calling, you guys, Josh and Nancy. It was great to talk to you, and happy Thanksgiving to both of you.